All right, Moshe, let's begin. I'm sorry that we are getting a little bit of a late start. I apologize. Moshe, let's begin. So we're picking up on a beautiful piece of Rabbi Nachman this week. So if you take a look again by paragraph A, the pasuk says, this is, remember again, this week we have the zchus to read the double parshios of Achrei Mos Kedoshim. So in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah goes through a whole variety of different halachas, many of them being adam lechavero, interpersonal halachas. The Torah says, lo sashok es re'acha. So literally again, lo sashok, if you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, lo sashok zeh kovesh schar sochir. This refers literally to one who goes ahead and holds back wages. If somebody worked for you, and ultimately again you owe them money, and you withhold the money from them, not only is one in potential violation of lo sigzol, of not stealing, but one is also in potential violation ultimately again of lo sashok estreyacha. Holding back wages that are earned to someone is a violation of this law. So Rabbi Nachman quotes something quite beautiful. This is in paragraph B. He says, "Lo sashok esriacha." And I saw this today, and I was so taken by this idea. He says, "Mashekosov lo sashok esriacha." That which we say, "Do not literally lo sashok," we'll say literally means like to take advantage. Do not take financial advantage of someone. Do not, almost it's like, do not financially mistreat someone. So what the Rebbe picks up on is, it's so interesting that here when we're talking about financially wronging another, so what's the lashon we use? Re'acha, your friend. Your friend. So we'll say, so says the Gemara, so sorry, so says Rabbi Nachman, Mashe kasov lo sa'ashok es re'acha, re'acha davka. Right? Re'acha davka means what? That Re'acha Dafka, see what I'm saying, let me go back for a second. What's strange about the pasuk? Here we're talking about, I'm taking financial advantage of someone, I owe them money, and I'm not paying it, or just I'm taking financial advantage of someone in some way. What does the Torah say? Essentially, don't take financial advantage of who? Re'acha, your friend. What a strange word. Right? You want to tell me don't take financial advantage of another Jew, don't financially abuse another Jew, okay. Re'acha, your friend? This is not my friend, obviously. Right? If this is my friend, I'm afraid what my enemies look like. Meaning, if this is how I treat my friends, so we're in big trouble. So why does the Torah use the lashon of re'acha, of your friend, when thinking about a situation where someone is taking financial advantage of another? So the Rebbe says as follows. He says, V'chein lo sachmot beis re'acha. So too, again, the Torah says, do not covet your friend's home. Well, say, it's interesting, in all of these situations, and by the way, we find it in other places also, where the Torah speaks about, the Torah tells me, don't financially abuse your friend, don't covet your friend's home. Why the constant use of re'acha, your friend? So we'll say, watch this. The Rebbe here says something amazing. Ki kol echad, yesh lo chemda lebeis re'ehu daika. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, most people covet their friend's possessions. So we'll say, this is actually just an interesting issue in general. In general, if you think about the time, you know, inevitably in life, there are times when we all get jealous of something. Generally, when you get jealous of something, it's of someone who you know. In other words, if I open up, you know, Forbes magazine and read about the 10 wealthiest people in the world, and I read about the guy who's, you know, $50 billion, I don't get jealous of that. I might say, wow, it would be nice to have that money, but there's not like a burning jealousy. Similarly, again, the same way that if I'm sitting in my house and I see someone drive down the street in a beautiful car, I might like a beautiful car, but I don't get jealous of that person driving the street. Yet, when my neighbor has something, a neighbor labdavka means the person who lives next door to you. There means someone you know, that often awakens the jealousy in a person. So what's the pshat with that? Why is it that generally when we're jealous in life, we tend to be jealous of people we know, yet we're not jealous of people we don't know. Even though we'll say what? Understand, just, I hope, maybe this is just me. See, like, you ever drive somewhere and you see a beautiful house? You say, oh, I wish I had that house. But you see someone who you know, who Baruch Hashem has Hatzlacha, and the truth is, a person could covet that Hatzlacha a little bit. A person could say, I wish I had that. So why is it that sometimes the sparks of jealousy are kindled for my friend, but not for someone who I don't know? So we'll say, get ready for this. The Rebbe says something dramatically amazing. Get ready. Ki kol echad yesh lo chemda lebeis re'ehu daiko, haynu shehu re'ehu v'chaveiro b'sharasho, kefi gilgulei haneshamas. We'll say, listen to this. See, in life we often think that our friends just happen to be our friends. The Rebbe says that there's a very strong connection between chaverim, chaverim are often joined at the soul. You know, we'll say, I want to say a word about this. There are some words, I mentioned this in a different context. There are some words that we often use very interchangeably. Right? One of the words we use most interchangeably is love. Right? I love my wife and I love pizza. Right? I love football and I love my children. So we use love and like very interchangeably. Another word is friend. Friend. Right? Oh, he's my friend. So we'll say often we mix up friend and acquaintance. Right? Acquaintance is someone who I know. A friend is someone who you have a kesher nafshi with. Friendship means I would do anything for you and you would do anything for me. That's a chaver. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says in life, when you have a friend, a real friend, there's a kesher there, there's a connection. And that soulful connection often is not just in this life, but it's possible that I was connected with that neshama in a previous Gilgul Azal. Rabbi say, you know that, you know, sometimes if a person is privileged to have a close friend, so sometimes you have a close friend and you feel like sometimes that person can know you even better than anyone else. There's a kesher nafshi. There's a strong connection. This is like the David and Yonason type of relationship. So the Rebbe says something amazing, that if I have a very close friend, it's quite possible that he was my close friend in a previous Gilgul as well. Or maybe he was my brother in a previous Gilgul. Maybe we're together in some previous lifetime as well. Now get ready for this. And furthermore, umachmas shebe Gilgul harishon haye zeha mamon shelo, ukiyotze bazeh kan bechinos. And I will say it's also quite possible that the Gashmias that my friend has in this Gilgul was perhaps my Gashmias in a previous Gilgul. See, I both say the same way that when I have a close chaver, our souls are intertwined because it's possible that we were in this world together once before. That intertwining is not just in our relationship, not just in our souls, but that intertwining could also be in terms of our possessions. That what's, you know, when you have a good friend, so you often say, you know, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, you're willing to share. So sometimes, says the Rebbe, what my friend has in this Gilgul, that Gashmius was mine in a previous Gilgul. So therefore what? Therefore, again, there's a piece of me that knows that his Gashmius was once my Gashmius, and it awakens within me a certain sense of jealousy. It awakens within me a certain losachmot. Therefore, says the Rebbe, something amazing. When the Torah speaks of the prohibition to covet the possessions of someone else, who is the iser framed for? Losachmot beis re'acho, your friend. Because Ibo Shalom realized, I'm not jealous of really someone who I don't know. So why is it that often the jealousy that we have in life is for people we do know? Because the closer you are to someone, the more that connection is there, the more possibility that we were together, we were friends in different Gilgulim as well. And because that there's this connection, it's possible that was what is your Gashmius this time around was my Gashmius the previous time around. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you have longing towards your friend's Gashmius. But at the end of the day, we'll say, by the way, this applies in many different areas, but we'll focus over here. And you have this longing for your friend's Gashmius because maybe you feel a connection to it. And maybe rightfully you feel a connection to it because maybe in the previous Gilgul, it was your Gashmius. But still, what does the Torah tell us? He says, "Machmas shem Gilgul Arishon, haye zeh hamamon shelo v'chiyotzei v'zeh kam v'chinos, machmas zeh yesh lo taiva v'chemda l'zeh habayis v'hamamon shu'achshav shel chaveiro." Therefore, again, as a result of this, I have a desire and a want for this home, for this money that belongs to my friend. We'll say, by the way, you know, I'll tell you something amazing. What else does the Torah say you can't covet of your friend?
His wife.
Hey, so we'll say, I just want to tell you something amazing. You know, David HaMelech has the whole episode with Bathsheba. So, you know, Chazal tell us that David was destined to marry Bathsheba the entire time. What's the raya? What's the proof that David HaMelech was always destined to marry Bathsheba? What's the proof?
His son.
Shlomo. That's the proof. Shlomo, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu names Yedidya, the Yedid, the beloved one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo was always meant to be the product of David and Bathsheba. The mistake, quote unquote, that David HaMelech made was that he was Dochek Es HaShah. He took her too early. But she was always saying, I mean, you ever wonder how could it be that a tzaddik of David HaMelech would end up in this difficult situation? How could it be? because he was drawn to her in an inexplicable way. Why was he drawn to her in an inexplicable way? Because ultimately, again, she was his best shot. I mean, this was meant there was a connection. So what the Rebbe is saying over here is that, let's say, you know, most of us, our time in this world, this is not our first rodeo. You know, we've been here a couple of times. And the residual impact of our neshamas from past lives could still be felt in different ways. And sometimes we find ourselves inextricably drawn towards something that belongs to my friend, and sometimes even to the closest of my friends, and I can't understand it. I want to be happy for my friend. I don't want to be jealous of my friend. I don't want to covet with my friend. So where does this come from? Where is this coming from within me that I have a sense of jealousy and a desire for that which my friend has? The Rebbe says, I'm going to tell you. Because it's possible that this connection with your friend goes back to other Gilgulin, and it's possible that the connection was not just with your relationship, but with your Gashmius. And it's possible that what is his now was yours once before. It's amazing. And therefore, says the Rebbe, Aval Be'emes, paragraph C, Aval Be'emes, HaTorah Hishiro Sana Azeh. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though you may find yourself drawn to that which belongs to your friend, resist the temptation. Resist the temptation. Do not fall prey to it. Paragraph C, Ki Asra Liga B'Shal Chaveiro. Because Rebbe says, you can't touch anything that belongs to your friend. Afal Pishu Chaveiro V'Re'eu B'Shal Hashem Nitzale Gilgul. Even though what? Now that I've learned the Kutei Maran, I learned the Rebbe, and I realized that when I went to my friend's car, it's possible that what? It's possible that what? That was my horse and buggy, right? That was my horse and buggy 50 generations ago, right? It's possible that so first of all, this is a bigger problem, because now you could see a person could take this and twist this and say, oh, so now I always wondered why I was jealous of Chaim Yankel. I always wondered about it. And now I got it. Because he's got my Gashmius. He's got my Gashmius. That's not his Gashmius. That's my Gashmius. That's not his wife. That's my wife. That's, I always wondered why am I jealous of this stuff? So the Rebbe says, as much as what I'm telling you, the Rebbe says is MS. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't touch what is not yours. So his wife is his wife. His Gashmius is his Gashmius. And even if on some level in a previous Gilgul, it was all yours, right now you have to live in the Gilgul in which you find yourself. And therefore, again, what belongs to your friend is solely his. Ki asra ligo b'shel chavero. He says, Kva Hashem Yisbarach Yodea Salumos, Eich l'sader ha-mamon v'chafatzim v'chol dar v'dar. Because see, the Ribbono Shel Olam, has a wealth distribution plan. Not because he's a Democrat, right? But ultimately, again, he has a wealth distribution plan. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows where everything has to go. Where everything has to go. He knows who needs what when. And every Gilgul has something else associated with it. Eich l'sadr ha-mamon v'achafatzim v'chol dar v'dar v'asr ligzol v'la'ashol keschavero v'afilu lachmo tu isr chomer rak tzrichin l'hamin b'Hashem Yisbarach ki yisharim darche Hashem u'lekabel mishpato bi'ava v'lismach b'chelko asher nosam l'Hashem. So we'll say, tell me that this doesn't blow you away. Tell me that this does not forever change your life. So first of all, it changes relationships. Because I will say, when you have a friend, a real chaver, I don't mean an acquaintance, I mean a real chaver, and you feel a connection to that person, it's quite possible that connection is not just of this world, not just of this life, but that connection was already experienced earlier on. That's even possible. But even when you find yourself inextricably drawn to his gashmius, understand it's possible because it was yours in a previous Gilgul as well. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo sashog esrei acha. Don't take the money from your friend. You have an unexplainable urge to deprive the money of your friend, to cheat him out of the money. Maybe because on a different Gilgul it was yours. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the Gilgul in which you are now, hands off.
But the next Gilgul, it could be yours again.
The next Gilgul, it might be yours. Who knows what will happen down the road. But the point is, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributes the wealth in this world, that's ultimately, again, what I have to learn to accept. See, even though I might feel that it's mine, and I will say, you know, kind of take the Rebbe even on a less esoteric idea, sometimes the jealousy stems from the fact that I feel that I am more entitled to what Reuven has than Reuven. I don't understand. I work harder, I'm a better person, I'm much more pious, I'm certainly more humble, right? All of these things, I'm better than Reuven in every single way, and yet he has all this stuff, and I don't. It doesn't make sense. But Rabbi Nachman says, again, so there's that piece. There's the fact that it might have been mine in a previous Gilgul, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And even though it's natural, perhaps to be jealous even of those who are closest to you, that's because of the connection, both the friendship connection, maybe even the Gashmias connection. Have faith that the Ribono Shel Olam places the wealth where it needs to be. He gave Reuven what he needed, he gave Shimon what he needed, and he has given you what you need. An incredible, incredible idea. But then, a couple of psukim later, there's another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. So here again, the Torah uses the word re'acha. So remember again, Rabbi Nachman told us why in these cases of coveting and financial mistreatment, the Torah uses the word re'acha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that sometimes the people closest to us are sometimes the people we get most jealous of. Why does the Torah use the lashon of re'acha by v'yahavta, right? Why doesn't it just say, excuse me, v'yahavta kol Yehudi, when v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha? So we'll say, take a look at number C. Let's turn the page. It's the second C. Sorry about that. The second C. So the Rebbe says over here, he gives his pshat, but then we're going to give a little bit of a different interpretation. Shiyahav kol echad es chavero kinafsho, l'kayim b'shlemes mitzvah v'yahavta kamocha. We'll say, so the truth is, the Rebbe says, and really we just have to do this. The Rebbe said, we'll say, at the end of the day, so what does it mean to love your fellow like you love yourself? What does that mean at the end of the day? V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. What does that mean? So we'll say, going back to what we just said before, what's re'acha? What does re'acha mean?
Friend.
But a friend, but not just a friend. What kind of friend? A friend who you have a kesher nafshi. A friend who you have a close connection to. So the Rebbe says, v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha is not just simply to love your fellow Jew, but it means to love your fellow Jew like your best friend, to love your fellow Jew like a strong spiritual and emotional connection, to love your fellow friend not just as an acquaintance, but mamish as re'acha. But then the Rebbe goes on, and this is amazing. He says, but, ve'ikar azhar, al avas chaverim hu b'yosher b'inyan hamamon. We'll say sometimes the greatest test of friendships is when it comes to money. When it comes to money, kisham ikra kino v'hasino ki adua lakol. Because you know, when it comes to money, that's where there's jealousy, there's animosity, as is known to all. V'alkin mitzvas asei b'yehapte l're'acha kamocha, nismach achareha azharos, shehishir b'kamalavin, libli ligo b'mamon chadero rak adrabo, lizoher l'sayu ulachayoso, kimo shekosuv sham b'parshas kidoshim, lo signovu v'lo sichachashu paragraph D, lo sashok v'lo sigzol, lo sikon v'lo sitar, hainu ligmol chesed im chavero, v'la'avra, I'm just going to read two more lines, v'la'avra amidosav negdo, sha'af api shechaver lo hishar lo ya'avra la'amidosav. Let's listen to this. What Rabbi Nachman points out, we'll say, is two things. So v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha, we'll say, now you understand, means it's not just love your fellow as you love yourself. First of all, because that's even hard to really understand. But what it means is, love your fellow Jew, not as an acquaintance, but as re'acha. Who is re'acha? Re'acha is my best friend. Re'acha is that person with whom I have a kesher nafshi. Re'acha is that person who I'm with, not just in this world, but we may have been friends in previous Gilgulim as well. But why does this mitzvah come on the heels of all of the financial mitzvahs, right? Why does it say, lo sashok es re'acha, don't hold back your friend's wages, lo sigzol, don't steal from him, lo saldin kula sachir, don't withhold wages again, and then v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. Why? Because Rebbe Zvi Shalom says, you know what comes between most people in relationships? It's money. It's money. Don't let money be a source of divide between you and your fellow Jew. Even if someone wronged you financially, move on. Doesn't mean, the difficulty is, sometimes we say move on, okay, I can move on, but I can't be best friends, right? Or I can't be friends at all. You keep your distance, I'll keep my distance. The Rebbe says that maybe even the highest level is, even after a person wronged me financially, to be able not just to move on, but to be able to look at them as re'acha. You know, people say, sometimes in life, you can love someone, but you can't stand them, right? Truth is, any parent knows this feeling, right? There's that moment where, other parents, I've heard this from, right? I love my kids, but in this moment, I literally can't stand you. I literally can't stand you. It happens. It could sometimes even happen in a marriage. It could sometimes happen with parents, with children. So you could, sometimes there's a relationship there that has an underlying foundation of love. My love never goes away. Sometimes I'm very angry with you. Sometimes I'm very displeased. Sometimes I'm very upset. But at the end of the day, the love is always there. Says the guy, but that's the pshat. V'yahavta l're'acha kamocha means, I have an obligation to have an underlying rea love for my fellow Jew. An underlying rea love. Not just to say, okay, you're Jewish, I won't hate you. Or you're Jewish, I won't take revenge against you. I have to love you like my rea. Like someone who I have an interconnectedness that is not just in this life, but an interconnectedness that might have been in previous Gilgulim as well. That's fine, I could do that. What if that person wrongs me? So where does this mitzvah come on the heels of? It comes on the heels of all of the financial wrongs that we perpetrate against one another. To say that even if someone wronged you financially, so you could say to that person, I can't stand you. I think it's better that we have nothing to do with each other. But, what's the but? What's the but? I love you. I love you. Can't stand you. We'll never do business with you again. Please, not inviting you over for Shabbos. Right? You stay there. I'm going to stay there. I just want you to know, I love you. And I will say, you say it's a stira. It's not an inherent contradiction at all, I will say. The simple reason is because we do this in many of our life. Like I said before, we do it sometimes with our children. We do it sometimes with our spouses. We do it sometimes with our friends, with our parents. I love you, but right now I can't talk to you. I love you, but right now I can't be in the same room with you. That's the obligation. That's the love we have to bring to our fellows. So we'll say, if we bring this all together, it turns out that Rabbi Nachman is teaching us what I think are two overwhelmingly dramatic lessons. Lesson number one of Osai is about jealousy. And first of all, it's just an interesting psychological or spiritual esoteric insight as to why it is sometimes that we get jealous of the people we know, yet we don't get jealous of the people we don't know. And sometimes the jealousy we feel is often most acute with the people who are closest to us. So says Rebbe, that's because the souls are interconnected, the Gashmias may have been interconnected, what's his in this Gilgul may have been yours before him, but my job in life is to find the happiness in what I have, and to be able to be happy for Chaim Yankel for what he has. That's lesson number one. But that Re'acha interconnected relationship, Rabosai, is the key to understanding V'hafter Re'acha Kamocha. Do you have to love every single Jew? And the answer is, yes. Do you have to be able to break bread with every single Jew? No. Do you have to be able to be best friends, right? Daily friends with every Jew? No. I don't have to be friends, but I have to love you. Do you have to l're'acha kamocha? What divides most friendships are money issues, monetary disputes. And even if I've been wronged monetarily by my fellow Jew, it's not just enough for me to love you like an acquaintance, not just to love you like someone who, you know, yeah, we know each other. I have to love you like a rea, like someone who is connected to his friend in this world, and someone who is so connected to his friend that even in previous Gilgulim, our neshamas were intertwined as well. Halavai, we should be zocheh to reach this level of Ahavas Yisrael, to feel that every Jew is our rea, and even if we're wronged by our fellow Jew, both said to be able to say sometimes, you know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder, and sometimes absence is what keeps people alive, right? You stay absent from me, I'll stay absent from you, and we're going to be okay. But I just want you to know, even though I don't have anything to do with you, even though, again, I'd rather actually not see you, even though, again, I hope we never cross paths again, I love you. I'm your Rea, you're my Rea, and my neshama feels connected to yours.
Shkoyach. But isn't that the point where Re'echa comes right after that? Because if you have that thought, if it was example, if it was someone else has what you have, that's when you have to have the Re'echa.
Right.
That's the juxtaposition.
Correct.
There.
Correct. That's Dafko when you need Re'echa.
That's why it's Re'echa, not Yehudi. Right. Because Re'echa is a guy who has the hardest time to deal with. 100%. He has all your stuff.
100%. Right. That's Dafko when you have to deal with that connection.
Yes, that's when you have the most. What?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Incredible, no?
That was amazing. Yeah. By the way, I'll leave you the name of the wall.
Looking here. Wow. Official.